Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
We're talking about the health care vote yesterday in the House of Representatives. And joining us on the line now is Representative Jim Jordan, Republican of Ohio, who is the founder of the Conservative Freedom Caucus. Good morning to you, sir.
Morning, guys. Good to be with you.
All right. So are you happy? I mean, there was a big celebration at the White House yesterday. Do you feel like you passed a good measure that can, you know, hold up in the Senate?
Yeah, well, we'll see about the Senate, but we're certainly pleased that it passed. We're pleased because I think it's going to help with the premiums that Americans have been paying for the last several years. Hopefully those are going to come down. We believe they will for those states who actually get this waiver option, which is now part of the legislation. So it's a win for the American people. But there is, make no mistake, there's more work to do because this is not a full repeal of Obamacare, but it's a good start. And let's keep working and further help the American people and keep our promise.
Is there anything, if you could have your ideal bill, that you would like to see put in this bill?
Well, I would love to have the things we've talked about, allowing interstate shopping for insurance, it's not this legislation, allowing easier formation of association health plans. I mean, think about it, the purchasing power that big employers have in the group market versus the individual. So if individuals come together, say, out here where I'm from in Western Ohio, if anyone in the Farm Bureau could come together as an association and have purchasing power negotiating with insurance company for better rates for the families who are part of that plan, that's the kind of thing we think makes sense as well. So those innovations need to happen. But this is, as I said, a good start, and we do believe it will begin to lower premiums for families.
I don't want to get off in the weeds too much, but is it your sense that this will be considered in the Senate under the Byrd rule, which would only require then 51 votes? Or is this going to do that, it has to be score out to be a reduction in the deficit.
Yeah.
Can you do that?
Yeah. So that's the whole reason we took this quote reconciliation route is because you don't have to get the 60 vote hurdle in the Senate. I'm frustrated with the Senate rules, frankly, but that's the reason we want this approach, and you know, trying to find 8 Democrat senators to go along with repealing most of Obamacare is not going to be easy. I think probably impossible. So you had to go this route if you're going to get rid of this law, like we told the American people we were going to do.
And do you anticipate that what comes out of the Senate is something that will then be acceptable to members of the Freedom Caucus? Because as you know, the bill will be very different when it comes back.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? What I do know is that over the last 8-10 weeks, the intense debate that conservatives waged on this bill made the bill better. Because we were so focused and were so intense about making this a better piece of legislation, every single tax increase that was put in under Obamacare is gone right away. The requirement for able-bodied folks in the Medicaid expansion population, there's a work component now that's in the legislation because conservatives pushed so hard. And, of course, this waiver option, which says that if states go after that, they can get out from under those regulations, which we know, and healthcare policy experts know, are driving up premiums for middle-class and working-class families.
And what do you say to the left with the people who are screaming, I've seen it all over, congratulations, you just voted to take healthcare away from 24 million people?
No, I mean, look, what we're voting to do is bring down premiums. What we're voting to do is relieve them from this thing called Obamacare. Never forget when Obamacare was passed, remember all the false statements we were told? Like your plan, keep your plan. Like your doctor, keep your doctor. We were told premiums were going to go down, for goodness sake. We were told they were going to go down on average $2,500. We were told deductibles were going to go down. We were even told that the website was going to work. Remember that one? We were told the website was secure. We were told these co-ops that were created were going to be this wonderful thing. 23 of them created. 18 of them have already went bankrupt. So every single thing they told the American people to pass Obamacare turned out to be false. What we're trying to do is give relief from that while protecting those families who have a tough health condition in their family, the pre-existing condition issue. We're protecting from that, but we got to be able to bring down premiums and bring back affordable insurance. And that's what we've been focused on throughout this debate. And we think the bill that passed yesterday is a good first step in achieving those goals.
Now, there was singing on the floor of the House yesterday, Na 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 Na, Hey Hey Goodbye, you know, that song by Steam. And I'm trying to figure out, was that the Republicans singing to the Democrats, Hey, here goes Obamacare, or was it the Democrats singing to the Republicans?
No, it was the Democrats singing to the Republicans, and frankly, I think it's poor form. I don't know that the American people want their want their elected representatives on the floor of the House of Representatives, where so many weighty issues have been debated over the years, to have that kind of activity taking place on an important issue like bringing down insurance costs for American families. But the Democrats chose to act that way, and you know, that's how it played out. But I don't think that's, frankly, the appropriate decorum for the United States House of Representatives.
I agree.
Well, we'll have to leave it right there, and we really appreciate you checking in with us.
Thank
Representative
you.
Jim Jordan,
Thank
Republican
you,
of Ohio. Thanks again.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.